This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the pre-integration 1950s and early 1960s, the Birmingham Museum of Art in Alabama admitted African-American visitors only on Tuesdays. In 2017, 495 people died in train accidents in South Africa, with 2,079 injured, almost six daily. An American woman who'd been jailed last November for a tweet that mocked then-Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has been freed. Israel is cracking down on tens of thousands of African migrants, offering a plane ticket and a check for $3,500 if they leave voluntarily by the end of March, or warning them that they face possibly being jailed. Justice Department has removed the stop sign on federal prosecutors charging for federal crimes, even in states and cities that have legalized marijuana, but it has not specifically instructed them to go either. Biggest problem may be whether or not banks and other companies accept the risk of handling business for marijuana companies. HUD has announced that it will suspend a rule requiring an assessment of fair housing until 2020. The rule would have mandated that every community analyze their housing segregation and submit plans to reverse it as a condition of receiving federal funds. In a rare move by a sitting president, Trump and his lawyers threatened the publication of a new book with critical comments about him and his family from being published. The publisher, Henry Holt, instead accelerated publication. Stephen Bannon, estranged from the president for some of his statements in the book, is also being deserted by donors on the right. Insurers are set to pay out $135 billion for losses from national disasters in 2017, driven by hurricanes in the U.S. and widespread flooding in South Asia. This is their second worst year after the Japan earthquake and tsunami. In the latest efforts to undercut the Affordable Care Act, the Trump administration is proposing that low-cost, minimal coverage plans be allowed to sell across state lines and be exempted from providing all mandated coverage for smaller firms. Critics argue that this opens the way for extensive discrimination. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.